You are listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.
I'm Marcy Silman. Governor Jay Inslee announced yesterday that there would be no death penalty executions in Washington state while he is in office. But one county prosecutor we spoke with says this issue deserves more debate. Mark Rowe is the prosecuting attorney for Snohomish County. Rowe tried the death penalty case of James Elledge, who was executed in 2001. I spoke with Rowe earlier today. He told me how he first found out about the governor's plans.
How I found out about it officially from the governor's office was a call was placed to my office by a member of his staff yesterday morning. I was in a meeting, but I got a text message telling me, and the text message was at 10:22, to call back to the governor's office. I called there. I spoke to one of his staffers who, you know, I know and have a great relationship with, and she informed me that he was about to have a press conference announcing this moratorium. So that was my official notification.
Yesterday, the governor said that the state would not be executing any inmates as long as he holds office. You said the governor's announcement isn't going to change much for your work. I don't understand how those two things fit together. It seems like a contradiction.
Well, you know, I know the governor, and, you know, I like him. I think he's a nice person. But I also know death penalty cases and have handled 50 or some odd murder cases myself and been involved in 3 death penalty cases. I know that the case where 12 jurors in Snohomish County decided that a death sentence was appropriate for a man who murdered a corrections officer is in the early stages of the appellate process. I also know that of the 5 total people who have been executed in Washington since 1980, 3 of them declined to utilize their right to appeal. And of the 2 who utilized their right to appeal, it took well over a decade for either one of them to have the sentence carried out. If he wins a second term, Governor Inslee has a maximum of 7 more years as the governor. I would have been surprised if the case that we have reached his desk in that amount of time. What he has said, I think, very clearly, and I think it's been accurately characterized as not on my watch, I don't know that our case would reach his desk on his watch anyway.
That's just one of the points that the governor made. He said that this long, long appeals process is expensive, and it's also difficult for the surviving family members. And the governor says there's no credible evidence that the death penalty actually deters anybody else from doing a similar crime. What's your perspective on this from the work that you do?
I have a very unique perspective of having done a lot of this work. I would have liked to offer that to the governor before he made his announcement yesterday. You had 2 separate issues you talked about there. One of them was, is it a deterrent? I've told plenty of people, I'm not sure that it is. That's not why I have sought the death penalty on cases, because I thought it would deter other people. I've sought the death penalty because I think some people do stuff so horrible that it's a just punishment. That's one issue. The other issue is the time and the expense. I think we have a very well-oiled anti-death penalty industry in this state and in this country. I think it's a strategy and a very successful one that they have to make it as time-consuming and as expensive as possible. And they struck gold with what Governor Inslee said yesterday. I think if you have real problems with how long it takes and how expensive it is, that's what you should address. I don't think you just say, you guys have made it so time-consuming and expensive, you win, that even though the voters believe we should have this, I'm going to take it off the table.
I'm speaking with Mark Rowe, who's the prosecuting attorney in Snohomish County. And Mark, you just talked about just punishment. One prisoner that's currently awaiting execution is Byron Scherf, who was convicted of killing corrections officer Jamie Bindle a couple of years ago. Have you spoken with her family since the governor made his announcement?
Our deputy, who has had the most contact with them, has spoken with them. I won't speak for them to say that they aren't happy, I think would be a fair statement. I think one thing that those of us, I mean, there's 39 people in the state of Washington who make death penalty decisions. It seems like the governor went 0 for 39 on talking to those people before making his announcement. One thing I would have liked was some lead time to have a better chance of getting a hold of the people who care the most deeply about these cases. I know Dan Satterberg has a lot of family members who had loved ones who were murdered. I know that Mark Lindquist does in Pierce County. Dave McEachran does up in Whatcom County. All cases where the death penalty is currently being sought. And this is how the victims find out about the governor's plan.
Just a last question. You mentioned Prosecutor Dan Satterberg of King County. He has called for a public debate on this issue. What do you think needs to be part of that debate?
Are we going to let the time and expense strategy determine the policy of the state of Washington? I think that needs to be part of the debate. Is the death penalty, immoral and wrong? I don't think it is, but I respect a lot of people who make that argument and who think that it is. All of those things should be part of the debate, but frankly, it's a debate that we have had repeatedly in the state of Washington for many years now. There have been numerous proposed bills to do away with the death penalty. It's even been voted on by the public. It seems we've had an ongoing debate, and the public generally comes down with, we think this is an appropriate punishment. I think that that result isn't satisfactory to some people, and so they're wanting to frame the debate differently.
Snohomish County Prosecutor Mark Rowe. It's The Record on KUOW.